This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
This is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and as such, you've got a special event coming up in a couple of weeks.
We do. It's our annual Candlelight Vigil, and it's the third Thursday of every October. And so this year, it falls on October the 15th. And it starts at 6 and ends at about 7 in the town square.
So that'll be next Thursday.
Uh-huh. Anyone who wants to come and light a candle, we're going to read the list of the dead, the folks who died as a result of domestic violence this year in North Carolina so far. And we're inviting Mitchell Safe Place, if they want to participate in our vigil, that would be wonderful. So anybody from the community listening audience, feel free to come out for that.
And we mentioned last week that there usually is around 100. Last year there were well over 100.
129, I think, last year.
Deaths from domestic violence in North Carolina. And that's and we're not the number one state by any means. So it's a big problem, and we try to recognize it this time of year. Last week we were also talking, as we will for the next couple of weeks, about some of the aspects, basics of domestic violence, and we talked about the cycle of violence, how there's a tension phase where you build up to an act of violence, which is the second phase, and then there's usually a honeymoon period that follows that where the abuser tries to make up for what he's done. And I think we noted that last time that those cycles do not get better with time. Usually they usually get worse.
Yes. And I always remind people, when people say, well, why does she stay? The person she's with who's abusive is not always abusive. There's some times where he's very charming and lovable and wonderful. And so those are the times that you always want to get back to.
And you hope that that's going to be it, but usually that's not the end of it. It's going to get worse and more frequent. So we want to talk a little bit about, okay, what can you do? What are the red flags that indicate that someone is a potential abuser? And usually you'll see these red flags in a relationship before that the actual abuse takes place, which doesn't usually happen until you get married or you move in with a guy or whatever.
Right. We take our list from a book that is now a classic in the field of domestic violence. Why Does He Do That? Inside the Minds of Angry and Controlling Men. And it's written by a man, Lundy Bancroft, who's interviewed a great many men to get this book written. The warning signs of abuse that Lundy lists is he speaks disrespectfully about his former partners. If your boyfriend, husband, but while you're dating, if he's always running down his former girlfriends, that's sort of a warning sign. And not to say that you can't have a bad former relationship and he has a legitimate reason to run him down, but if you see a pattern.
Past behavior is always a best indicator of future behavior.
True.
And we've seen people come in who the signs are like a siren going off almost in someone's head.
Exactly.
I mean, we've actually had people come in that have been sent to prison for killing a former spouse or lover, and mm-hmm. this person is thinking, well, somehow or other this is going to be different with me. He's not going to do this.
Right. I've had someone say to me, well, I strongly suspect that my partner killed his first wife or first girlfriend before me, but it was never proven, and yet this person would get with this person anyway. I had someone who knew that her partner had raped an elderly woman and had gone to prison for it, and he gets out and she takes up with him. And so,
and if he's a former spouse or girlfriend is taken out of 50B, which is a protective order,
yes,
against him,
that's,
I mean,
sort of a red flag.
That's a big red flag.
Yeah. And so we counsel with women and men about these things. And what seems so obvious to us sometimes apparently is not that obvious when you're falling in love with someone. That's why it's critical to sit down and talk with someone, a friend, or come to one of our support groups and talk it out.
And you need a reality check, because mm-hmm. if it's happened before, it's probably going to happen to you, or a very good chance mm-hmm. it will happen to you. We're going to talk more about these red flags in coming weeks, but don't forget the 6 p.m. on Thursday the 15th. You'll have your candlelight vigil, and
yes,
everybody's welcome to come.
And you feel free to come and share a memory about a loved one who was in an abusive relationship, maybe died as a result of that. or if you yourself are a survivor and you want to share a story, feel free.
And in the meantime, our number in Mitchell County is 765-4044.
And in Yancey County, our crisis line is 682-0056, and our business line is 678-3436.
Remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who?
It begins with me and you.